We start, though, with something that I consider a quintessential event in Sonoma County, and it is happening this weekend. It is the amazing Fisherman's Festival in Bodega Bay tomorrow and Sunday. And on the KSRO live line with us is the chair of the festival, Josh Perucci. Good morning, Josh.
Good morning, Pat. Thanks for having me on the show.
It's going to be a beautiful weekend for the Bodega Bay Fishermen's Festival, and it's been going. I can't believe this is the 45th annual this weekend.
That's correct. Since 1973, this festival has been put on by local volunteers to celebrate the opening of commercial salmon season and to bless the fleet that go out of Bodega Bay.
You know, there's something about the blessing of the fleet. Doesn't matter what your religious affiliations are. Everybody loves that part of the festival.
That's correct. They got different pastors and different priests on the boat that do different sayings for the different religions. We also play the live blessing here at the festival. So if you're not able to get out on the water and listen to it, we play it here at the festival.
Yeah, it's fantastic. And of course, it's meant to literally bless the fleet before going out for fishing season and a particular kind of fishing season. We know, Josh, that as always, the crab season has been challenging for fishermen and women along the North Coast. But overall, were able to get out there. And I have to say, the crab this year were very, very good.
Yeah, I'm not a fisherman myself, but I had an opportunity. I stopped down at the docks yesterday at Bodega Bay and talked to some of the local fishermen, and I asked them about the past crab season. They said it was overall it was a good year. They've had really up and down years with the
crab
fishery.
That's for sure.
They said last year's the volume wasn't there, but they had good quality crab, and they were able to get a good price for their product. So they actually ended up with a good year. Moving forward, going into salmon season, they are not looking good, is what they were saying.
Yeah, not enough salmon, apparently. So generally speaking, when the Fisherman's Festival takes place, it marks the beginning of the salmon season for North Coast fishermen. But this year, just word out just recently, this week, in fact, that the salmon season is going to be delayed until probably July. So that's not great news for salmon fishermen, who are often the same people who are crab fishermen too. But aside from that, the Fisherman's Festival is going to go on and hope for a successful, if abbreviated, salmon season.
Yeah, like I talked to the fishermen, they said that they probably won't be out fishing until July.
Yeah.
Sounds like due to the drought and all the other issues that affect the fish, the fishing game says that they're not able to open the season like normally they would on May 1st. But either way, the festival is going on. We're going to do the blessing of the fleet. We're going to have a fundraiser here at the site. This Fisherman's Festival has really turned into a huge fundraiser for the local nonprofits in Western Sonoma County.
I always wonder every year, Josh, how do you fit that many people into Bodega Bay?
It's the biggest weekend in Bodega Bay besides the fireworks on 4th of July. But yeah, the event takes place at the West Side Boat Launch on West Shore Road. You just go to Bodega Bay, take East Shore Road, and go down to the harbor across the bay by past Spud Point towards Bodega Head. There's a large parking lot. It's where the recreational fishermen park their boats when they launch out of Bodega Bay. So we take over the site for the weekend, and we pack in around 5,000 people over the weekend here at the site.
And you've got lots of activities for adults and lots of activities for kids and even activities for pets going on.
Yeah, there's a little bit of something for everybody. the festival has over 70 crafts and crafters selling arts and crafts. We got local nonprofit booths displaying their stuff. We got live music all weekend. There's local bands playing Saturday and Sunday. Sunday's headliner is the local Pride and Joy out of San Francisco.
Oh, yeah, we know Pride and Joy.
Yeah, so, and then there's a very popular event that we do. It's called the Wooden Boat Challenge. It's where teams of four sign up to compete, and we give them the materials. They can't use any power tools, and they have 3 hours to basically build a boat. they build the boat, and then later in the afternoon, everyone washes from the shoreline, and they go out and race the boat out in the bay, and the winners get prizes. This is the first year. We've instituted youth teams, so we'll have the Wooden Boat Challenge on Saturday and Sunday. Saturday will be the adult teams, and Sunday the youth teams from the local high schools are getting involved with their woodworking programs to get them into the festival here.
So and Josh, how many of those wooden boats actually float once they get out onto the bay?
Well, that's half the fun, is seeing the people sink. They're actually got the Coast Guard out there to rescue them, and that's part of the fun. But about half the boats make it back, and the teams take it pretty seriously. It's they want to win the event.
Absolutely, and it's an art form. There's no question about it. But there does have to be some practical application when it comes to building a boat in 3 hours. And Bodega Bay, Josh, is known for so many things. It's so gorgeous out there, and also the fishing naturally, and the art and the artistry. Because a lot of people go out to Bodega Bay to make sure they can stop by a lot of the craftspeople who are, you know, in residence all year round in Bodega Bay, and really on display tomorrow and Sunday.
That's correct, yeah. And we also got some really good food, a little bit of something for everybody. We, here at the festival, we provide the kind of the fish options. We do the fish and chips, clam chowder, and barbecued oysters.
Yeah.
And then we have eight outside food vendors that offer a variety of other foods, so.
You mean there are other foods? I didn't realize there were this particular weekend in Bodega Bay. Why should there be? Yeah.
Yeah, not everybody likes seafood. So, yeah, we got the barbecue chicken and a bunch of other options for the kids and stuff. So
it's a big 2-day event, the 45th annual Bodega Bay Fishermen's Festival. And, of course, it is going on tomorrow and Sunday at Westside Park. And, yeah, free parking out there from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. And it is just one of those events. If you live in Sonoma County and you've never been, you should go, because it is really a spectacular event. And you really can't beat the scenery. Right, Josh?
Yeah, I'm out here right now. We're in the middle of setting up all the tents and getting things going, and there's no wind. It's a clear day. It's supposed to be nice today and tomorrow. Sunday's supposed to be starting off nice, and then towards the afternoon we might get some clouds and rain in the evening.
Yeah, hopefully that'll be after 5 p.m.
Yeah, so it's looking good out here. It's not even windy, so that's great.
Fantastic. We get the weather report, too. That is a full-service job, Josh. And thank you very much for letting us know about it. It's a great 2-day event in Bodega Bay, and wishing you much success this year, Josh.
Well, thank you. Thanks for having me on.
All right. That is Josh Perucci. He is the chair of the Bodega Bay Fishermen's Festival tomorrow and Sunday at Westside Park. If you'd like more information about it, you can go to bbfishfest.org. That's pretty specific and appropriate. bbfishfest.org.